The Arapaho name for Boulder translates as the place where the bison gather on the mountaintop. And I believe we're standing at that place right now. These expansive meadows on the backside of Flagstaff Mountain, with all their grass flowing down toward South Boulder Creek. Of course, the bison are gone, but this big meadow where we're standing now is a spring and fall gathering place for wild turkeys. And especially in the spring, they come here and lek. They'll actually form circles where 15 or 20 males will strut around in a circle and kick one another and jump up into the air and gobble and make all sorts of noises. But they're also here in the fall occasionally. And this being November and Thanksgiving approaching, we thought we'd come up here and see if we could call a wild turkey. So I've got the tape recorder.
Wild turkeys were domesticated by North American Indians long before Columbus. Then they were hunted nearly to extinction by European Americans. Numbers in the United States dropped to around 20,000 during the 1930s. Since then, they've soared to nearly 7 million. Reintroduction programs and restrictions on hunting account for this remarkable recovery. Actually, wild turkeys may be new to Boulder County. Research conducted by the Colorado Division of Wildlife suggests that the turkeys were native to the scrub oak and pinyon juniper woodlands of southern Colorado, but not to the northern half of the state. Supplemental feeding by mountain homeowners may also help the birds get through our extended winters when their usual diet of wild fruits and insects are scarce.
Well, what was that? We called in a Steller's Jay and two yellow-rumped warblers and a couple of crossbills, but no turkey yet. They're probably over on the Green Mountain West Ridge. This flock is one of several in our area, and there are probably 100 or more birds in this flock. And you'll more often hear them up here than see them, but in these meadows, early morning, you might catch a glimpse of these very dark-colored turkeys, and much smaller than the domestic ones, and very fast. They can run, I'm sure, 20 miles an hour when they're disturbed. And they'll get really loud and active in the spring when they're getting ready to mate. But the males make that gobbling sound 12 months of the year.
Thank you.